Who am I that the highest king would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the sun sets free. Oh, is free. A slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died.
Great morning, good morning, great, 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 super morning. Glory to God. Welcome to an amazing week. Yes, it's a week of victory. It's a week of favor. It's a week of increase and pleasant surprises. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Yes, it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know some are listening in the evening, afternoon. All right, maybe at nighttime, but welcome once again to your morning faith boost. It's been an exciting journey with you. You know, it's always wonderful knowing that you're there listening in, you're there receiving. All right, and then we're all being transformed by the grace and the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a week of pleasant surprises, filled with revelations, filled with manifestations. Glory to God. Glory to God. So you remember last Friday's edition, while talking about what we have in Christ, we stepped into something quite interesting. We talked, you know, about Abraham and then being seeds of Abraham. So today I actually feel, which I said last week I was going to say something, but for now, let me keep it up. So the theme for this entire week is the authentic seed of Abraham, all right? That excites me already. The authentic seed of Abraham. Glory, glory, glory to God. Listen, our lives were crafted out by God, all right? And when I say our lives, you need to understand within the context from last week's episode, all right? Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, that we are his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus unto good works. So when you read that kind of verse, you've got to finish the verse. You don't just say, I'm his workmanship, and then you stop there. And then the mind battle begins. But see your life, see what's happening, see how messed up things are, see how not so put together this is, and see how not so great that one is, and see how you've not been able to make a good decision here, and see how you fumbled, you know, over there. You're just so messed up, you know, just God is managing you, you know, and all those kinds of things get to hit your mind, and, you know, but no, you've got to refuse those thoughts, all right? That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. You're going to learn a lot in this series. I believe it will be quite enlightening, quite revealing, right? So you've got to understand when Bible says you are his workmanship, all right, is referring to the brand new you. Guys, Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun, but Solomon, as at that time, did not know about the new creation. Oh, glory. Listen, when Bible says if any man be in Christ is a new creature, that means is a new species. I know you might have heard it before, a new species never existed. But that's really what we are. We're new species, we never existed before. We're new species, never existed before. Issue is, we have not now come to study who we are. Right? It's like you have a 2020 phone, okay? A cell phone, 2020. But because maybe you had the 20 what something version of it, you just treat it the same way. So maybe you had a Samsung Note 2, Note 3, all right? And then now you have a Note 10, all right? And then you just do the same thing. You just text, do WhatsApp, do Instagram, right? Maybe Snapchat, do, you know, that's what you do with the phone, okay? The S Pen is hardly used. Nothing, you just, so at the end of the day, all you have is a better phone with far superior functionalities, as in smashingly amazing, super superior functionalities from the last one you had, but you just haven't found out what your phone can do. You haven't, all right? I'm sure you get what I'm saying already, all right? You just haven't found out what your phone could do. So it's almost the same. So when people talk about, oh, this phone, you're like, isn't our phone? So bring that back into your life, all right? Or maybe someone moves you into a house that is a smart house, as in everything smart, all right? The window blinds are smart. The sound system is smart. Everything, the lights, everything smart. All right. But you're just used to, I must touch something. I must press something. So then you're still, you know, turning on things. All right. Yeah. Maybe because lights are smart. When you get there, they turn on and you leave, they turn off. Maybe those ones, yeah, you enjoy it. But the other things you still want to, pull the window blinds. You want to, you know, so you're coming with your old thinking into a new place. So without understanding or properly studying the new place, eventually the new seems just like the old. You're almost like, so what the big deal? What's the noise all about? Is it not the same? You know, but when you do that, you would now be displaying your ignorance. People are like, she doesn't know what's in the house. She really doesn't know what's in the house. She doesn't. You're like, is it not the same? She's just blotting out her ignorance. This lady did not read any manual. She didn't study anything. She didn't check it. You know, so that's the same thing. So you've lived on this earth, you know, for like a couple of years, maybe some into your teens or into your 20s, maybe 30s. Then you got born again, and then you were not taught about the new creation. You just knew you're born again. Life was normal, still same. And then now you're what now? Maybe your 20s now and then, or your 30s or 40s or 50s or 60s, you know. And then is it not the same? I go through what they go through. I'm having the issue they're having. And that's the truth. Naturally, we fit, but something is different. So until the new creation studies the new creation, until the new creation knows who the new creation is, oh my goodness. Thank you, Lord. Are you feeling this? Until you check, maybe you have to Google what makes my Samsung Note 10 or my iPhone X, whatever number now. What makes it different? What makes it solid? Why is it different from my iPhone 6 or 7 or 8? And then you do iPhone this versus iPhone that. And then you're watching, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my God, ooh, wow. And then you see it. And then the knowledge you gain, all right, increases your appreciation for the phone. Are you connecting this now? The knowledge you gain from the Google video. I mean, the YouTube, yeah, well, the Googling, and then the YouTube video. The knowledge you gain, it brings about a revelation. Are you getting that now? Which now influences your experience. Please understand the connect. Praise God. You gain knowledge. You now have a revelation. Your eyes of understanding is now enlightened as to how your phone better can function. All the smart features, even on your phone. The voice system, the fingerprint. I mean, the fingerprint for the Note 10 is far superior. You know, and then the Note 4 didn't have all them iris scanning. I mean, you're at another level. You're completely at another level. You now have information. It now enlightens the eyes of your understanding. Floods it with revelation. You understand that? I mean, the way the S Pen worked, that if you understand, you check whether it's your iPhone, whether it's your Samsung, you just check whether it's your car. You know, you drove a 20, whatever, something, now you have a 20, whatever. There's a difference. What's it? It could be in the hydraulics. It could be that there's something different. So you want to find out. Are you getting this? So all because you Google to find out, it increases. I'm saying this again because someone needs to connect. Oh, thank you, Father, for revelation. The information brings you revelation. It opens the eyes of your understanding. The information increases your appreciation of your device. The information now, because it brings revelation and appreciation, increases also your experience. You now can use your phone better. So you have a better experience with your device. Same for the new creation. The information we gather from the Word of God, it floods our eyes. You go, wow, is this really me? Wow, is this what I really have? So it floods our heart, our eyes of understanding. They become enlightened. Our hearts are flooded with light. Our minds are renewed. We don't now live a new life with our old thinking, but we live a new life with a new thinking. Are you getting that? Because we're now given the new life. It's new information. We're Googling now from God's word. We go to God's word. We Google the authentic, search engine now. And we do old life versus new life. And then the word of God begins to spit out verses. Hallelujah. Verses now. Because Romans chapter 12 and verse 2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It means if you don't renew your mind, you would think you're still the old model. You will feel like you're the old model. You will act like you're the old model. You will think like you're so your experiences will still be that of the old model because your mind is not renewed. Because your mind is not so, all because your mind isn't renewed yet. You would act same way. You will funk, oh, are you getting this? So you Google, do the search in the Word of God. Old life versus new life. And you find the word of God telling you, you're seated together with him. You're like, oh my God, is that really me? Is that really me? And then don't be familiar with the revelation you find. Don't be. That's why very many times we know too much, but we experience so little. Because we belittle the things we realize, the things we know. I mean, I've stayed with certain verses in the Bible that when I read them first time, I knew them. They were just the normal stuff. But I just chewed them again. And then I chewed them again. I mean, just meditate. Chewed them again. Chewed them again. Chewed them again. After a while, I started coming, oh no, there's something here. There's juice in this place. Because, listen, every word of God is loaded. Everything. All right? Everything is loaded. There's something in it. There's something in it. But we could just say, oh, I'm a new creation. Yeah, praise God. But no. All things are past. You could use that verse to fight habits. All this, I get angry easily. That's just me. No, you've Googled old life versus new life. You've done the Bible search. And then it brings out the new life. The new life is peaceful. The new life is gentle. The new life is meek. The new life is not easily provoked. So you stop saying that's just me. Ah, I can't stick it. Ah, me, I don't take it. Ah, me, I can't stand it. That's not you. And then you realize the new version, your new model. And then you begin to renew your mind in that light. The same 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, there's a new creature. Can help you fight habits. Can help you deal with stuff. Can help. I mean, even, oh, I used to forget things easily. Now you're a new species. You're brand new from the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So you can tell yourself, no, this new me doesn't forget things easily. If you want to be good with names and faces, say it. I mean, you have what you say. So don't say, well, I'm not good with names and faces. I'm not good with names and faces. Then you keep saying it. Then if you don't want it, fine. But if you want it, say this new you has command. This new you has authority. This new you is seated in Ephesians 2 and 6. Seated together with him in heavenly places. This new you is enthroned. Hi. This new you is a king and a priest. This new you. There's a new version of you. You pray like a priest. You speak like a king. That's the new you. This new you is not a victim of circumstances. No. There's a new you. There's a brand new self. There's a brand new self. A completely new you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you getting this now? There's a completely new you. And you have to embrace it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So do the search. Do the search. So I don't just feel, well, there's nothing different about me. People really don't just like me. Heaven danced the day you got born again. Heaven sent angels to watch over you. But things are always happening. If God loves me, if you do not renew your mind, your experiences might not jack up. Ephesians chapter 4, 22 to 24. Ephesians 4, 22 to 24. 22 says that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the lust, according to deceitful lust. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the old man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. In righteousness. NLT says, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lusts and deception. Throw off. Now, use his sinful nature here, but allow me to remind you, you don't have two natures. He's trying to describe your past. So he's throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Allow. You can't bring old life in. You can't do that. Even Jesus made it clear you cannot put new wine into old wineskin. And he has changed the wineskin. The wineskin is a human spirit. So he's changed the wineskin. So now there is new wine. Do you understand that? You have the Holy Ghost. You have a recreated spirit. You got the great, you have now things of God inside of you. There's a new wine. So there's new wineskin. So there's now new wine. You now have capacity to retain divinity. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I am what the Word says I am. I have what the Word says I have. I can do what the Word says I can do. I am what the Word says I am. I have what the Word says I have. I can do what the Word says I can do. So verse 23 says, instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Find out what your new phone can do, your new device. Then you can improve your revelation and appreciation of it. Then you would influence your experience. Please get the connect. You get new information or better information about your current device. You have a new phone. Check. What can you do? Then you appreciate it better because of the new revelation you have. Then it improves your experience. So when a believer is not having enhanced supernatural experience, enhanced word-based experience, then we need to check, what are you studying in the Bible? What are the kinds of encounters you have with God's word? What are you? It's not until you read 15 chapters in a day or 25. It's in how much of it is renewing your mind. Because that's the key to transformation. You could memorize a whole book in the Bible, but your mind is not renewed. And a new believer, all he just knows, I remember when I just shortly got born again, all I knew amongst a few other verses, I didn't even know, I'm not sure I opened the book of Ephesians for my first couple of years of being born again. Maybe I must have while the preacher was preaching. But I wasn't aware. I didn't even know anything about apostle, prophet, evangelist. I knew those offices existed. I didn't know there was a place they were in until like 3 years or so after I got born again. Maybe. Now, like I said, I must have. But I'm talking of an awareness for functionality. Maybe 2 years into my being. Awareness. Now I know. I can explain Ephesians. I think I was entering like third year, really. A lot better. Second year into third year. Oh, but I knew Mark 16. Hey, these signs will follow them that believe. In my name, they'll cast out devils. They'll speak with new tongues. They'll take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. I knew that. If you sneeze around me in class, I want to lay hands on you. If you're not feeling well, I want to pray for you. I knew that as a new believer. I knew it. So then someone else might have known the whole of the book of Mark, but just still falls sick and doesn't even pray for the sick. I was a new believer. In fact, most people around me didn't know I just got born again. I joined the fellowship. They turned me into one of their escorts. My fellowship president sent me, to a committee of pastors meeting. All right. And right there, they made me one of the general escorts. So as that's not more than 1 year of being born again, I was an escort, not just in a fellowship, but I was an escort in it's called JCFC, Joint Campus Christians, and they just constituted it right there on my campus. So I'm part of the constitutional drafting committee, constitutional ratifying committee. I just got born again. So I go to their meetings and I just laugh sometimes and I use them. But I had content. Not too much, but the little I knew. Hey, I knew it too. The little I knew it. I stayed with it. So you've got to stay with it. Don't just try to know. Know a lot. But what I'm saying is, embrace that little. Make it valuable. If you pray, it's not just, I prayed 6 hours, which is wonderful. If it's 5 minutes, it's powerful. So be careful. I've had times I needed to do something and God needed to reveal something to me in 5 minutes of prayer. He told me what he needed me to do. So don't always prepare. I need to ask God for something. It will take 2 weeks. Once you set your mind that way, it already, no. I mean, the answer is already, always tells us the answer is in my spirit. All I need to do is get it into my head. Because that's the truth. You're who the word says you are, the spirit of man. Proverbs 20:27. The spirit of man is a candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. I have access to all the answers I need. So if it seeps into my mind gradually, no problem. If it seeps in quick, no, but I have access to all answers I need. So 24 says, put on now, put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous, truly holy. So that means your new nature is just like God, just like Christ. So put it on by being conscious. So go to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians 3 verse 16. Galatians 3, 16. All right, we're going to do a bit of Galatians and then some other very interesting things this week. Just saddle on, stay strapped, all right? Just keep your seatbelt on. It's an exciting ride. So Galatians 3:16 says, God gave the promises to Abraham and his child. Galatians 3:16. God gave the promises to Abraham and his child. Notice that the scripture doesn't say to his children, as if it meant many descendants. Rather, it says to his child. And that, of course, means Christ. Are you getting this? So God made the promises to Abraham and his child, not children as of many, but as of one child, that is Christ. So Christ is the seed of Abraham. So every time God says, Abraham, to you and your seed, to you and your seed, to you and your seed, we're saying to you and to Christ, to you and to Christ, to you and to Christ. But like I said last week, now, Christ is the blesser. So why would the blesser need the blessing? I mean, Jesus is the one blessing Abraham. Why then would he also need to be a recipient of the blessing? He didn't need the blessing for himself. He doesn't need the blessing for himself. He's like an elder brother, all right, standing in line for a younger brother who just needs to rest under the tree. And then the elder brother stays in queue until the time comes for the younger brother to come in. So the elder brother stands out, the younger brother stands in. Are you getting that kind of thing? Someone just stays in your place. Let me know. Maybe like in the banking hall, there's somewhat of a queue. And then you're still on. I'm here, right? I'm here. Then I just need to rest my legs. And you go sit somewhere. And then the person is the one on the queue. So you know that's me. I'm moving. It's almost your turn. You show up and people are like, hey, no, where's she coming from? How did she get here? You know, and the person says, she's always been here. All right. And then you move in. Some might still grumble, but you got your space. It's your space. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. Are you catching these illustrations and the revelation behind them? So it's your space. Because when we learn what we're learning, some will say, no, who made you seed of Abraham? No. Moses said, this one said, oh, hold on. It's my space. It had always been my space. Jesus was only standing in my space for me. Now I've shown up. Jesus has stepped out. I got it. Oh, hallelujah. It's my space. So Jesus, we're told in verse 16, is the seed of Abraham. All right. So verse 29 now, Galatians 3:29 says, and now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are heirs, all right, of his. And God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. Woo, woo, woo. I mean, that's a triple, you know, verse, all right. You know, maybe triple times 10. You know, I said the title that the authentic seed of Abraham, authentic. See what NLT says again. And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children, true, authentic. You are the true children of Abraham. You are his heirs. And God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Father. Amplified Classic says, and if you belong to Christ, are in him who is Abraham's seed, then you are Abraham's offspring and a spiritual heir according to the promise. You are now the seed of Abraham. The CEV says so, if you belong to Christ. You are now part of Abraham's family and you will be given what God promised to Abraham. You will be given. You will be given. Hallelujah. You will be given what God promised to Abraham. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This Passion Translation says, and since you have been united with Jesus the Messiah, you are now Abraham's child and inherit all the promises of the kingdom realm. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So Jesus, according to verse 16, is the seed of Abraham. According to verse 29, because you are in Christ, you are now the seed of Abraham. So what happened to Abraham, to Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and the rest of them? They were the natural recipients of the promise. You are the spiritual recipient of the promise. And you are the authentic one. Because each time God said, Abraham, to you and your seed, he wasn't saying to you and to Isaac. He was saying to you and to Christ. He was saying to you and put your name, put your name, put your name, put your name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are what the word says you are. You are the seed of Abraham. Every promise God made to Abraham belongs to you. Every blessing that belongs to Abraham belongs to you. Everything God said to Abraham, enter your day like that. Face this week that way. I'm the seed of Abraham. If they enjoyed favor, that favor is my own. This is my space. I'm in my space. I'm in my space. It's my slot. It's my spot. Glory, glory to God. I believe that blessed you. You could leave comments, leave questions. You could email me at rex, R-E-X, onosanya.com. So the website is, you know, linerexonosanya.com. Please visit the site. Loads of messages that will bless you. All right, but you could mail me at rexonosanya@gmail.com. It would be good to hear from you. Glory to God. I believe you've been blessed. Okay, so we will see tomorrow.
Praise God. You're welcome to the influence.
Who am I that the highest king would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the sun says.